My Gruyusa the Pundikis. Like it's Masha from the Mishnah, he's saying that the Eftim, if a Pundikis is believed, for sure a Reglisha should be believed. What is worse about a Pundikis? Chur Havimina was, she was a regular Jewish lady, so why is she any worse than a regular lady? So Maravkana Pundikis Oivedas Kechavim Hoysa. Here we're talking about that she was a Goya, and a regular Goya we don't believe. But the case was here, Umesicha Lafay Tumay Hoysa. She was only telling us over like a story what happened. Therefore we believe her. And not only was she Mesiach Lefnei Tumay, but also Zeh Makoloi, Vezeh Tamiloi, Vezeh Kever Shekivartiv Boi. And right over here was the grave where I buried him. So that's why we believed her. But really, Rabbi Kiva, first sheet there is, that a regular Ish you do not believe, only here because she brought out Simonim. Vechein Toni Abba Brei, the Rav Minyumi, Barachia, Pundikis, Oivedes Kuchavim Hoysa. Here the story was, this innkeeper was a Goya. And the reason why we believed her, not because she was like an Eidechod, but because she's only telling us over like a story what happened. And also, Zema Kola, she said, this is his staff, Vizet Tamila, this is his wallet, Vizet Kever Shekavatav, and right here is the grave where I buried him. So, Lechura, that's why she's believed in the Mishnah. For the Gemara Kasha, how could you say we're talking about now this Goya? Was Mesir Lefnei Tumai, she was just telling it over the story by herself. But we did not ask her any questions first, like the Eskimotor Seidus. For Aye Chavarenu Kamer Lo, the Mishnah says they went and asked her, where was our Chavar? So if you go and ask a Goy a question, when the Goy answers us, that's called Boteris Eidus, he's answering us. So if so, we shouldn't believe the Goy. And the Gemara know the case was, Kivon Nechastinhu Bechia. As soon as these Leviim were coming back, they saw the way the innkeeper, she was crying by herself. Before they said anything to her, she was crying. So in other words, they understood already that she by herself wants to tell us something. So therefore, Amrullah, we said to her, like, to make it easier for her to tell us, Ayich Avrenu, where was our friend that we left here? Or Mulahem, she answered back, Mace, he died of Kvartav and I buried him. That's why we believed her. Because that's also called Mesilat Fetumai. Like she herself started off first crying as if she has to tell us something. So it's called she just told us over the story what happened. That's why here we believe her. And plus the added fact is that she also had the simonim of Makola in the Sefer Torah. But that was the Rabbi Kiva answered back. But from here you have no proof that a regal isha is neman. That's why Rabbi Kiva held at the beginning that a regal isha is not neman. But like we had before, after if Chazari held, no, an isha is also believed. Turn around, if you want to say like this, Maisa Biyad Mechlas, once a story with one person, Shebol Lehayat Alisha, he wants to say this to a man's wife, Lefnei Rabbi Tarfon, like he came in front of Rabbi Tarfon and said, I know the way the husband of this wife died. Omar Loi Bini, so Rabbi Tarfon said to this aide, Heichat to Yudea, Biyadis Ishazu, how do you know that it was really her husband that died? Omar said like this, Ani v'hu ha'yinuhochem aderech. Me and him were going on the road. V'rodaf achreinu gayis. And a bunch of bandits were running after us. V'nitlo b'yichur. Now this husband, this other man, grabbed a hold of a branch, shel zayis, from an olive tree. Ufoshchu, when he pulled it down. V'hechzer es ha'gayis. And vice versa, with this branch, he fought these bandits, lachur, and threw them away. So Martila, I said back to him, Ari, like I called him a lion, Yasha Kachacha, like thank you very much for saving me. So Amali, he said back to me, Minayanatu Yudaya Sharishami, how did you know that my name is really called an Ari, a lion? That he said, Kach Koronaisi Biri, this is the way they call me in my city, that my name they call me is Yoichnan Rebbe Yoinison, Ari de Mekvar Shichya, that I'm the lion from Kvar Shichya. So the kid said, that's how I know the name of this person that died, and therefore I'm coming back to tell his wife that he died. So Mora says, and the story was that Liyamim Chola, another few days, this friend of mine, this person here died. Umes, he got sick, Umes, and he died. And that's what I'm coming now to tell over, that this is the person that died. And the Maestro was, V'sir, Rabbi Tarfon es Ishtoi. Rabbi Tarfon believed this Eidechod, and was Mata, let his wife remarry. Does the Bitafrin believe in Eidecha without checking them out, asking them questions? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Maisa biyad mechut, like the same maisa. It happened a story with a maisa with a person. Shebol of Mary Bitafrin, he came in front of Bitafrin, Lahoye de Desisha, to tell over that a husband died. He wanted to tell a wife that I saw the way your husband died. Omalis, the Bitafrin said to him, Bini, my son, like, Heichat to your day, Eidezu, how do you know if a husband really died or not? Is Omar Allah, he said, Anivu wa yina ocha maderech. Me and him was going on the road. For Rodaf achreinu gayis. And a bunch of bandits were running after us. V'nitla b'yichur teina. Here the story says is, he jumped up and pulled down a branch from a fig tree. Hufashko and pulled it. V'hechter es agayis lachurav. And he made the whole bandits run backwards. Is Omar Tilos, I said to him, Yasha kachachari. Thank you very much, like you strong lion. Is Amalie, so the person said to me, Yofa kivanta lishmi, you are mechavan, like you guessed my name, very good. Because Shakach Koronai Sibiri, this is the way they call me in my city. They call me Yochanan ben Yoinesan Ari, the mechva shichya. That's my name, that's the way they call me. And the story was that Liyamim Chol, in a few days, this person got sick, Umesan he died. And here I am right now saying that I saw the way he died, so I'm telling his wife that he's dead, that the wife could remarry. So Amar Lo, Rav Tafrin said, Loikach Amartli, isn't it that you told me like this? Because he wanted to check him out, so he changed around what he said a little bit. And he said, didn't you say that the person's name was Yochanan ben Yonasan, the Mechva Shich Yari? In other words, really he said his name was Yochanan ben Yonasan Ari, the Mechva Shich. He said the word Ari first. And he changed it around and said, didn't you say Yechanan ben Yonasan to Mechva Shichi, and then the word Ari? Omalei, so he answered back, Loi, no, it's not what I said. Helekachem matalukho, this is the way I told you, that his name was Yechanan ben Yonasan Ari to Mechva Shichi. I said exactly this way. The diktakol of Shnayim Shleshapomim, and Rebbe Tarfon went back to check him over two or three times, the Chivin as the Borov. And after we checked him out two or three times, he said he's really telling the truth. Then first, see Rabbi Tarfon as Ishtoi. Then Rabbi Tarfon first let the person's wife remarry. So you see, Rabbi Tarfon, oh, you do have to check out the Edim with the Drish of Akira. So how come the Maestro before was he didn't check it out? So Gemara says, Taka Tanoi, Taka Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya was not like this. The Locher is, Ein Boidikin Edei Noshim B'Drish of Akira. If an aid comes and tells us that they saw the way a man died, in order to let the wife get married, we do not have to check out the Seidus. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Tarfon Noime, Boidikin, yes, you have to check out the Seidus. Hokamiflagi, what does this machlokes tell you in? For the Rabbi Chanina. In Rabbi Chanina's din, the Yom Rabbi Chanina, the Chanina says like this. Tavar Torah, really midiraisa, the locher is, Echod dine momnis, anytime Eidus is coming to say about the money matters, the Yechod Din and the Foshis, whether you come to say about killing somebody, you're saying Eidus for Din and the Foshis. The Locherish B'drisha V'chakira. Really, Bezdin has to check out his Eidim with the Drisha V'chakira first. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Mishpat Echod Yilachem. There's one Mishpat, there's one Halacha for all Dinim. Whether it's Din Imamnis or Din and the Foshis, there's one Halacha. Really, you have to check out the Eidim first. So if so, Uma Tam Omru, how come the Rabbanin say that dini momnis ain't tzricha drisha v'chkira? When Edom come to say something about money matters, you do not have to check them out first. Why? The teretzism of the Rabbanin shaloi tinil delos b'fnei lovin. We don't want to close the doors in front of a leiva that wants to come and borrow money. In other words, a person will only be able to lend money if the lender, the malva, knows for sure he'll be able to get his money back. So we have to make it easy for the malva to collect his money. It's like this, if the Malva has Edim, that he lent money, if you need Drisha V'chkira, maybe they'll passel the Edim, so Malva won't want to lend the money, so a Leiva, the person that needs the money, won't be able to find people to lend him the money. So therefore, the Rabbanan made it easy for the lender, that once he brings Edim, that somebody owes him money, we don't check out the Edim when we collect the money. That's called Shleitinu Delis B'fnei Lovin. Now, that's given. So the Maikya Miflugi, what's our machlekes over here if Eidus Isha, if you need Drisha V'chkira or not? Masavar, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kivun Dika Ksuba LeMishkal, since when you say that a husband died, the isha now, true, she's allowed to remarry, but she also goes to collect the ksuba, it's kedinim amnes dami. Therefore, this edus is like money matters that you do not have to have drisha v'chira. Umas sabir of Tafan holds though kivon the kosherin and eshesishli alma, since it's a question of letting this lady that was once married now get married to somebody else, which is a question whether she'll have a chiyuv misa not. If she's really married and she lives with another man, so therefore we say kedina nefashis dami, it's considered like kedina nefashis. So ask the machlekes if the edus of isha labayla to let a lady get married is a daima to mumnis, that you do not need drisha v'chira, or is a daima to nefashis that you do need drisha v'chira. And the Gemara ends off Omer Rebbe Loz, Omer Rebbe Chanina, that Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Be'elam. Talmidei Chachamim, when they learn Torah, even though there's machlokes, they argue, but HaKoponim, they bring Shalom in the world. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'chol B'nayich L'mudi Hashem, V'rav Shalom B'noich. And all the Gemara ends off that Altik with B'noich and L'B'noich. Talmidei Chachamim, these are the ones that are Marbim Shalom B'yevim. This is a Hadron Alechu Yishabasru Aslikla Masechti Yivamis. A little bit of a hadron here is, we know at the beginning of the Masechta, the second Mishnah spoke about the machlokes thing between Beishamai and Beisilul, and the Gemara says, even though Shenechleku Beishamai and Beisilul, still they left their wives, they left them into marriage, one with the other. The Lamdachot to teach us, that even though they had machlokes thing between Beishamai and Beisilul, but Shenoigim Abba V'yachva V'reis B'nayim, that they were still Shalom B'nayim. So the Masechta starts off this inyan of Talmidei Chachamim have Shalom between themselves. The Masechta ends off here also to know that Talmidei Chachamim, they are Marbim Shalom B'yolim. Talmidei Chachamim that learn Torah, even though there's Machlokes in Torah, but the Machlokes is always L'shem Shemayim, and whenever we have a Machlokes L'shem Shemayim, it only causes peace to come in the world. The same way we found by Pinchas. By Pinchas it says he was the one that was Mekana, Kines Hashem, he was the one that went to kill the person. He had kanois Hashem for Nesveg, and what was Pinchas' bracha? He was zeicha with Brisi Shalom. Even though Pinchas was like Mekana, and the Chori went to kill somebody, but he did it L'Shem Shemayim. If the Machlokes is L'Shem Shemayim to do the Emes, what Hashem wants, that only comes out to bring Shalom. That's what Talmidei Chachamim are in the world, that people that look for the Emes, to know what Hashem really wants us to do, and that's the way we are Marvim Shalom B'Yerlim. All right, we'll stop here.